This is Get Lit with Literature. This is Monk. You can find out more at the website allbook-books.com and my Substack page, Musings from Between the Lines. Sometimes a song lyric or a line or two from a poem or a snippet of dialogue in a play or a paragraph in a novel just captures something that is the essence of something, or perhaps the essence of virtually everything. And sometimes that's all one remembers from the song, from the poem, from the play. So I want to highlight a lyric that stays with me as simplifying so much of virtually everything. It's a song by Bruce Cockburn. I think it's 1995, Strange Waters, one of my many favorites. And he has these four lines, the last two of which are the highlight for me as far as talking about it right now. Across the concrete fields of man, sun ray like a camera pans. Some will run and some will stand. Everything is bullshit but the open hand. Some will run and some will stand. Everything is bullshit but the open hand. Well, I have my personal experiences of some will run and some will stand. My own running and those running from me. And my own standing and those standing with me. And so it goes. But the line I find most telling as far as talking about this right now is everything is bullshit but the open hand. You could have open heart or open mind. Obviously the lyric calls out for the rhyme, so it's hand, but the metaphor holds true. Recently, in thinking about the news and, you know, trying to read between the lines and assess what's going on with all the confusion. Some of it's just sad, some of it's just horrific. But a lot of times I just say to myself, it's all bullshit. And it basically is, because without the open hand, there's greed. And then there's the fear that causes the greed. So whether it's food, paying bills, getting what you need, this and that, world industrial ruling class, global corporate empire issues, Wall Street, greedy corporations, utilities that stay on or off depending on if you pay your bill. At the risk of sounding redundant, everything is bullshit but the open hand. So that perhaps spurs you in your own way to be generous and forthgiving, and to turn the tables on the consumerism, buy two, give one away free. How many times have you thought of that? Buy two, give one away free. Otherwise it's buy two, get one, me. And I could go off on the rant right about now, but instead I will shift gears to a interesting article by Katie Singer, who I subscribed to her Substack page, calling for a national 3-year period of humility. So the link is in the email. It's full of technical information and links to the articles. Most of it is bullshit, and then there is a warm welcome for the open hand towards the end. To give you a example of the bullshit, another report showed that wind turbine blade waste will exceed 43 million tons a year by 2050. For all those touting how much wind power can do, what about the waste? And there's an article, Slavery Poisons Solar Industry's Supply Chains, by Miles Pollard. He reports that roughly 80% of solar components are manufactured in China, using slave labor. So there's one. Sometimes I go into Homeland Depot, and there's a guy standing outside, and you want to buy slave labor? You want to buy solar? So now I've got a good line to say to him, hey, do you know if your solar panels are made by slave labor in China? And June 2024, the Aretina Solar Project in Kern County, California, will destroy 4,287 500-year-old Joshua trees to power 93,000 homes with clean, in quotes, solar PV energy. So anytime you hear clean, renewable, sustainable, and you hear how it's going to power the homes and this and that, check the fine print, because there's some bullshit going on beneath the surface there, typically. So that article goes on and on, also having to do with artificial intelligence taking water from the desert. New data centers are springing up, all that it takes to sustain them. And then another article about electric vehicles and how much fossil fuel goes into computer chips. So all these, now when I see these environmental groups, you know, when people clamoring for, we want to go fossil free, it's impossible to go fossil free unless the world becomes basically rearranged and off the grid. Fossil fuel helps all these things. So yes, I'm all for lessening usage of fossil fuel, but to say fossil fuel free is a, no pun intended, a pipe dream. And here's the open hand good news that the article ends with. In Finland, a daycare replaced its sandy playground with grass, dwarf heather, planter boxes, and blueberries. The children tended them. After 1 month, the children had healthier microbiomes and stronger immune systems than their counterparts in other urban daycares. In Denmark, engineers, architects, and manufacturers have written the reduction roadmap. They advocate for living on less space, reusing building materials, elements, and structures, and so forth. In the UK, Daisy Greenwell reports 75,000 parents have come together to give their kids a smartphone-free childhood. Washington Post, Joanna Slater reports how a Connecticut middle school won the battle against cell phones. A study shows that banning smartphones decreases bullying among both genders. Who knew? So check out Katie Singer's Substack and read the fine print. And Bruce's song "Strange Waters" reminds of another song by Pink Floyd. The lyrics by Roger Waters to segue, which is another one of those songs that sums up everything. And that little lyric is "With, without, and who'll deny? It's what the fighting's all about." Same difference there as Bruce Coburn's song, "With, without, and who'll deny, it's what the fighting's all about." And if you get behind all the wars, everything I've ever looked up, I would say that's 99 and 44 100s accurate, virtually everything I've ever researched, looked up, any war, any skirmish, any problem, any issue, no matter what the issue given, no matter what the issue said, it goes back to a resource, which is a with, without, and which is a bullshit or an open hand. All right, keep an open mind, keep an open heart, keep an open hand, and walk with your feet. Thanks for listening. Be well.